and a cup of tea will never be the same again because of Douglas's acute and quizzical gaze. It is very unfair to be asked to write an introduction to a book which contains an absolutely brilliant introduction written on the very subject of introductions to books. It is even more unfair to be asked to write an introduction to the posthumous work of one of the great comic writers of our age, when the book one is introducing contains the definitive introduction to the posthumous work of the definitive comic writer of all ages, Douglas's foreword to P.G. Wodehouse's Sunset at Blandings, as Ed Victor pointed out at Douglas's memorial service in London, serves as an astonishingly accurate description of Douglas's own gifts. Not that this was for a second in Douglas's mind when he wrote it. Douglas was not hideously Englishly modest, which is not to say that he was vain or boastful either. His passion to communicate his ideas and enthusiasms, however, could easily trap you on the telephone, over a dinner table, or in a bathroom, to the exclusion of all other company or considerations. In that sense, and I don't think I'm being disrespectful here, Douglas could, mano a mano, tete a tete, talk one into the ground. Affably wearing, but exhausting all the same. But he could no more write boringly than he could execute a perfect pirouette. And believe me, there have been few human beings born less able to execute pirouettes without the destruction of furniture and all hope of safety to innocent bystanders than Douglas Noel Adams.